Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Thanks for listening. It is 6:40 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get for your phone so that you can take radio with you wherever you go. And we want you to do that. So get the Radio.com app and enjoy. Here's what's happening. So it looks like weather-wise, we're going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a heat wave, but through the week, we're going to be nice, and then it's going to start to heat up headed into the weekend. So that's your sort of forecast. And as you know, in the East Bay or certain spots, you'll be considerably hotter than others.
Yeah.
So maybe make sure your air conditioning's working, or maybe there's still time to get it.
Yeah, slip it in this week.
So one of the big things that happened here in town over the weekend was the PGA at Harding Park, and a local kid, or a Cal grad, I should say, because I don't know where he lives or where he's from, but Colin Morikawa won the PGA, and he's a Cal grad. So, and he just graduated last year. So that's amazing. Congratulations.
Wow.
It's pretty neat. Yeah.
I
thought that was kind of worth a mention. And congratulations, kid. And,
that's young.
You know, yes. Yes, it is. But, you know, sport athletes.
Sure. That's in
the
their
age
prime.
When you're at your best, when you're young. It's not so until later. Ask Tiger Woods when the back starts to go and you're like,
right.
Yikes.
My aching back.
Right. All right. So on to the stories of the day. One includes a quarter of parents are still not sure how school's going to look. Mm. Most school districts have been scrambling all summer. And you figure, well, that's months. But the scramble's been on, trying to figure out whether, A, you're going to bring people back to school and how, and B, whether you're going to teach online and how. And then some are like, well, we could do this until we hit these numbers. The state says we can come off the watch list and then you can come back. I've been party to a couple of these conference calls where the first question is, well, if they come back and then they get back on the watch list, are you going to send the kids home? So it really is a questionable year ahead as parents are trying to prep for this. In our case, I know for sure, we start in 2 weeks, and we're starting fully remote. So hopefully you have some of this stuff in your area figured out, right? With a quarter of parents still saying they don't know what's happening, that is frightening. I know that.
It's actually interesting that we have the kind of options that we have, because if this had happened even 20 years ago, we just, what Zoom? What, what internet? Like,
right.
Not everybody had access, and still not everybody has access. There's plenty of places where this is the scramble is we don't have a computer or we don't have internet access because of where we live.
I think one of the saddest things, at least in my opinion, I guess it's, you decide for yourself if you think this is sad, but I do know there are parents who are saying to themselves, that kid's got to go to school. I can't work like this.
Mm-hmm.
And as that you might say to yourself, well, but don't you love your kids? Yes, they love their kids, but they can't make the money and keep the job in order to keep the kid. That's a real tear because.
It's how is this going to happen? How are we going to pull this off?
Right. So a third of parents say their kids are doing full distance learning. A quarter of parents say their kids are going back in full time. Another 20 are saying that there's a hybrid deal in place. I know that there are parents who would love to say my kid's not going back, but also have to have their kid go back.
Right.
So expect a turbulent month ahead as I really feel like it's going to be one day at a time for a while for everybody. Just, trying to get to bedtime that night and safely. Another thing I wanted to mention is because we brought this up last week and I just pulled up their website. And by the way, Krispy Kreme has a delicious website. But I guess this is Teacher Appreciation Week, where you can go in and get a free donut and coffee or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that.
And there's also, I think it's Tuesday, so tomorrow, the 11th, there's buy a dozen, get a dozen, and their hope, I guess, is that you'll give the free dozen to a teacher you know, or a classroom that may be just, you know, getting started again or whatever. It's another weird situation.
Just a little teacher appreciation thing.
Right. And I know they have a tough year ahead. Dealing with parents. That is just as I look at this one. So here's
parents are worse than the kids.
Right. These are sort of related. As we were talking about school, and some are going to be learning fully remote, there's a school district in Illinois that has banned pajamas during their remote classes.
Oh, so you got to put a shirt on.
Yeah, we're asking that you dress your kids for school. Huh. That is school, and we want your kids dressed. So this was in Illinois. The handbook, the new one, says kids are not allowed to wear pajamas while doing classes online at home. And as usual, it seems right now, because we all have access to a computer and a chat room, some parents are losing their bleep over it. And I sort of feel like I don't know what we're teaching our kids when we push back on every GD thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a society full of hostility. But there's a ton of people who are like, you can't tell my kids what to wear in my house. And you just go, oh, Jesus Christ. That's what you need to fight about?
Well, to be honest, I feel like that's what you're worried about, what the kids are wearing on the friggin', you know, 1x1-inch Zoom thing. Like, I really do feel like there's way bigger problems than the home dress code. But I'm not a school supervisor, so what do I know?
Well, look, I think that there was a time, and we've certainly loosened up as a society, and we don't really dress for anything anymore.
No,
so
we
I
don't.
Can see why we everyone feels like my pajamas are presentable. They work fine at the grocery store, and
sure.
I wear them all over the place. So why? But I do think that I certainly had a teacher who used to say that he had a lot of slogans or things you say, but he used to say all the time, you dress for success. I want you dressed for your public speaking appointments. Mm. Put on your clothes and come in and look good. Show me that you give a crap. And so maybe that's what the teachers are sort of trying to put out there, which is, I want you to have your kids dress like it's a school day.
Right.
And I know, look, my kid was in pajamas all weekend. Yeah. We were inside and there was no school,
yes,
but
right, sure.
You know, it was the last thing I had time for.
Why
I was
create
absolutely
more laundry?
Just, right. Well, no, I was more like just trying to keep them alive and like the whole changing.
Oh,
them
right.
Thing.
And then
yikes.
The mom. Oh, I actually forgot to ask you, did they flip out when Nona walked in?
Yes, absolutely. And it was really neat. And it's been months since she's seen anyone other than Jan. And it's been months since we've seen her. And the kids, you know, it was great. And the youngest one flipped her crap when everyone said it's bedtime. She went, Nona. And, you know, Nona's like, yeah, I'll be here. You can just go to bed. And it was a scene, man.
Well, how long is she going to stay for?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. That'll be that'll be a nice break for you guys.
Well, yeah, and it'll be nice for her, and it's good to see
absolutely.
Her. And so, yeah, it's all good all the
thrilled.
Way around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's that. You can decide to come down on that wherever you want, but I feel like, okay, there's more controversy. Don't wear your pajamas. Don't wear your pajamas. My reaction to that, if they say that, is go put your damn clothes on. I don't have time to fight with you about this.
Right.
You need to be dressed that's what they've asked of you. That's what you'll be doing. Because you know what? I don't have time to homeschool you. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. I'm not getting you kicked out of school because you have your teddy bear pajamas on. Forget it, kid. Put a t-shirt on.
It's not that difficult. Just dress for school. You were going to dress for school. If we went back to school, treat it like that. And I think that's what the educators in Illinois were going for. But of course, they find themselves in controversy because...
in the middle of a thing.
Because parents have keyboards and keyboards have internet access. And there it is. Now we got a story.
Mwah. Right.
Right.
Ah, the world is perfect, isn't it?
Great times.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. That is the theme song for the year.
I do like that song.
It's a great song.
For the record.
Sure. Yeah.
Brushing their teeth. Here's a story about people who are now having to wear face masks and can't stand the smell of their own breath. That's right. Even though dentist visits might be down during the pandemic, teeth brushing is up because people are finally finding out what their breath smells like.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that smell.
Along the same lines, 81% of people who were asked say that bad breath is a turnoff. Well, yeah.
Yes. How many percent say
81%.
That?
81%.
Oh, I would only say 81
all, it should
that.
Be all of the percents. You should absolutely not have rank breath when we're close enough to...
that I can smell it.
Right.
Yeah. And God forbid we're normal speaking distance away and I can smell it. That's...
I didn't even think of this until just now. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Morning nook.
No.
There's no kissing, right?
Yeah, there's no... you wouldn't. In fact, me and John, that's one of our big jokes. Like, anytime you're watching a show and people are in bed and they start, you know, and they've just woken up and they start making out, we're like, yeah, right. Yeah, that's happening.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bryn, morning nook, there's no kissing, or is there?
No, I mean, maybe back in the day, you know, when I was younger and intimate, passionate.
It didn't matter, right.
I don't care. I like all the smells. Bring them on. Oh, my God, morning breath, it's the best. Yeah, that when your mouth is like...
Yeah. I mean,
no thanks. Go
brush
your
big
teeth.
Fan of the makeout, especially during that, but not in the morning. Not unless both parties get up and brush and then meet back in bed.
Yeah. And then the moment's over. Kissing. I mean, it's like, look.
Nothing is over.
I got some stuff to do. I'm going to throw in some laundry real quick.
I would like to point out when you asked, you said, Sarah, morning nook. She goes, no.
Yeah.
you didn't finish your question yet.
Oh, you're so fun.
I know.
Let's see here. The average person can only stand it about 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, their own breath, I should say, before they finally get up and brush. So,
yeah, it's basically, I mean, the first thing is peeing. That's going to happen first. But then immediately it's over to the sink and brush ya.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and here's a couple.
Okay.
I taught kindergarten last year and had a kiddo that had a hard time coming into the classroom every morning. He would sometimes come in his pajamas, and we were just happy that he showed up. Pajamas were the least of our worries.
Yeah.
My parents always told us to take pride in your appearance. Used to fight. Oh, used to fight it. They were right, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think, too, it's like not just dress for success, but dress for the job you want, not for the one you have. Like that. Like there's all kinds of stuff around that. Like clothes make the man. Like you might be much more comfortable in your tracksuit, but people are paying attention to that. And it does matter.
Well,
I don't know if it matters on Zoom. I mean, you know, wear your PJ bottoms and just put a t-shirt or a sweatshirt on. I mean, is it that hard?
It's not. And I think the amount of time the parents put into pushing back on the educators, they could have easily just thrown a t-shirt on the bedside and said, this is what you'll wear tomorrow.
And the next day. You're wearing this the whole time you're on that Zoom thing. This is your new uniform.
I just think that you know, if you got those educators in a room where they could talk to the parents, they might say, look, there's a method to the madness. We don't want your kid to feel like it's that. We want them to know they're in a different space right now.
Right.
This is different than
just
the rest of their day.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, I'm guessing that's their mindset. But of course, you know, who knows? I'm sure the parents will win that one because who can fight that stuff? Eventually, you just go, I give up. Hands in the air.
Like I just don't care.
Right. Hey, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, we got a new 100 billionaire, so that's good.
Oh, super.
And things that are sort of returning to where they're supposed to be and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.